Welcome to Impact Live Wire, your monthly podcast where we get to know various members of our communities, emerging leaders, innovative thinkers, and other exciting people that support Immatic's mission and have an impact on our lives. I'm your host, Evan Evans. Today, we'll be interviewing Julie Phelps, a leader in Immatic and chair of the Standards Committee. Well, welcome, Julie. We appreciate your time. A couple questions we have. First and foremost, what are some of the things your community is focused on right now?
Right now, we're focused on Impact Live, and we're trying to build a real community with interaction and getting people to express their thoughts and talk about what's going on in their lives around the four pillars of impact. So the prowess pillars are very important, and we're working on months focused on proficiency. We're going to have 3 months of the year focused on proficiency, and then we're going to have 3 months of the year focused on ownership. We're going to have 3 months of the year focused on engagement and 3 months of the year on student success. And we're trying to engage all of the Immatic, ANETs, and committees in the process. So we're looking forward to really having a collaborative environment on Impact Live over the next year.
Very interesting. It sounds like you guys got a lot coming up. Why did you initially join your community?
I had read Crossroads and Beyond Crossroads. And I guess about 5 or 6 years ago, we started working on redoing the standards for Immatic, which means Crossroads and Beyond Crossroads, and Impact was formed. So I worked on the team for writing Impact and the editing team as well. And when Mary Beth Orange and Nancy Sattler asked me if I would jump on board and help guide this work as we continued forward, of course, I am going to use those role models. They are my role models. They are the people that I aspire to be in our organization, people that are out for making a difference for students. And so when they asked me if I would help lead this work and work with my colleague, Evan Evans, of course, I'm going to jump at the chance. So that's why I'm involved working on the Standards Committee and doing this work.
You mentioned Mary Beth and Nancy, and who else has been your biggest supporter or mentor or role model over the course of your career?
So it's interesting that you asked that question. I would say that I was a member of several organizations, a lot of math organizations and other organizations until around 2009. I met Ricky Blair, and I met her. She reached out and invited me to be a part of a conversation in Immatic. And it was then that I became an Immatic member. Had she not reached out to me, I'm not certain I would have jumped on board and done that work. I think just like with students, I think you have people in your lives that help shape you. And I don't know if I would be where I am today had Ricky Blair not reached out and said, would you be interested in being a part of Immatic and doing some work with us? So I would say Ricky was the first person. And then there's been so many people. I'm afraid that if I start listing them, I won't like remember everybody's name, but I would say that Ricky and Nancy and Mary Beth were major influences. And then I would say currently I want to be Karen Gaines when I grow up. She is amazing. She knows everything. And, I learn every time I talk to her, I learn something. So there are a lot of people that I aspire to learn from, and, she is one of them. And then I would also say April Strom and her research background. Amazing how much she is able to do with everything that's on her plate. And I keep learning from her as well.
All great people. What is one common myth about your community that you would like to debunk?
I think standards is a really boring name for a community. It sounds to me like we're making legislation or something. It's the ideals of Immatic. the standards committee is the backbone of what allows us to do professional development, what allows us to make changes at our institution to help our students have more success. It is not this, we don't sit down and read documents and wordsmith it to death. We learn and we grow by the ideals that have been set forth on from these previous documents. And I would say that it is a community, a committee that is trying to make a difference and trying to really, I don't know, somebody's put it a long time ago that, well, somebody asked me why I got into teaching, and it's because I'm trying to make a difference for the students that need the help the most, but they don't know what they don't know. And I think that's what the standards committee work is. We are taking these ideals that have been promoted over the past 30, 40 years, and we continuously improve them to make it better for our students. So we're helping the students that don't know they don't know and accomplish the dreams that they want to accomplish, but we have to help them understand that mathematics is not just a set of rules. It's beautiful, and it's something that's useful. It's not just something you memorize. We are here to make a positive impact on students. That's kind of what I want to put as our catchphrase at the end.
And you mentioned the standards committee, and obviously the impact document, and Crossroads and Beyond Crossroads. What, in your opinion, have been the best resources that have helped you along the way?
So I think it isn't just about what Immatic's done. It's nice to also see what other organizations have done. So I was thinking of NCTM and their guidelines for having student success, and I was thinking about MAA and their instructional practice guide and their curriculum guides. I find that other organizations also help support our work. The document that I think was a game changer was the Common Vision Report that the MAA worked with several organizations to talk about what was common in changing post-secondary ed. And I think that those documents really inspired our work with Impact and made our standards a better document and something that we can continue to move forward on and learn from and continue to watch evolve over time by working together with other organizations.
And I also know that your committee is going to be hosting Impact Live on my.amatic.org this June. But where else can our listeners connect with you, online or possibly offline if needed?
So they can definitely email me. They can join the standards committee page on MyImatic and be a part of our community. So through MyImatic portal, if you go in there, you can definitely see my contact information.
Well, thank you very much. And that wraps up our interview for this month. And we look forward to seeing what you have in store for us for the month of June on Impact Live.
So that wraps up this month's interview with Julie Phelps from MyImatic Standards. Please join us next month, where I'll be interviewing Dennis Ebersole, Mid-Atlantic Vice President of AMATIC. Until then, continue to make an impact.